This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Okay. Let me just say this. Friday, it was all sunny. It was beautiful here where I'm at. And I lost all power. And then I got power back and I had no interwebs. And I have to have interwebs. I don't know what that means. All I know was I was just starting with the show. I thought I was building up a nice head of steam and then it was gone. Oh, well. That never happens, though. It's never the NSA. It's always going to be the stupid internet or the stupid power. So, just remember that. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Still haven't got a hold of my sound engineer, so of course I can't play the audio for you. However, I can tell you that Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand. One of the best selections of magazines for your handgun your semi-auto handgun or your rifle out there. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. You can order with confidence. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Second hour tonight, we're going to be joined by Daniel Shaw from the Gunfighter Cast podcast. I've known of Daniel for some time. I don't know how much he's known about me. He said he's heard the show before, but, we're all sort of busy in this industry, so I don't know. But anyway, he'll be joining us tonight, and we're going to talk about concealed carry. Hey. Just cause. Now, once upon a time, there was a shepherdess who was charged with keeping her sheep in a pasture and away from the clutch of those terrible, terrible wolves. Over the years, the shepherdess worked long and hard at this duty. Despite all of her efforts, some sheep occasionally fell victim to the wolves. But one day, the shepherdess thought it better to come to an agreement with the wolves. And the hard work of keeping the wolves and sheep separate, that was too much for her to be bothered with. It would be much better and easier for all concerned if the wolves could mix peaceably and coexist with the sheep. Now, mind you, she would keep a careful watch on these wolves to ensure that no sheep were attacked. But as long as the wolves did not attack the sheep, they would be left free to wander around the pasture, mingling with the flock. She would even tie up the sheepdog to avoid misunderstandings. The wolves thought the arrangement superb, and for a while, everything seemed to work out fine, with only a few minor incidents here and there. But then the first wolves invited other, more hostile wolves to join them, and these started to take over the pasture and harass the sheep. The shepherdess redoubled her watch upon the growing number of wolves in the hopes of avoiding a crisis. One day, when the defenseless sheep were resting, a wolf, who had never hurt any of the sheep before, rushed to the scene and brutally killed some of them. The shepherdess let loose the sheepdog, who killed the offending wolf. The whole pasture was shocked. Many had seen this wolf in past days, actually, acting completely normal. They did not understand what had caused this wolf to act in this kind of manner. The sheep upbraided the shepherdess for failing to read the signs of crisis inside the soul of the dead wolf. Others looked for evidence that the wolf had been mistreated by the sheep, causing it to become bitter and resentful. Others claimed this incident was merely the action of a lone wolf and hardly represented the sentiments of the others. In the end, the shepherdess visited the site of the incident and urged all, wolves and sheep alike, to unite together to denounce such random acts of violence. She promised to be more careful in the future when allowing new wolves in. She said she would redouble her watch on the wolves to avoid this terrible tragedy from ever reoccurring. That story doesn't end happily ever after. Sequence of events repeated themselves continually until the life of the sheep became unbearable and the wolves had installed a reign of savagery and terror. Now, that was me sort of going nursery rhyme, wasn't it? Yeah. But that sounds like the recent spate of terrorist attacks in London and other places. Healthy societies take measures to keep out bad elements who subvert the general peace and endanger the safety of their citizens. But the West has abandoned this policy of exclusion for one of inclusion that welcomes those that have declared their intent to destroy the remnants of Judeo-Christian order. You don't have to go to a mysterious process to identify these rogue elements. Radical Islamists mock the West by openly admitting their hatred in publications, and websites, and social media. In addition, they invite even more radical elements to come from outside the country to swell their ranks. The preferred government policy is to monitor the behavior of the radicals. Many of the attackers, indeed, are known by the police to be security threats before they attack innocent civilians in the streets. And there are many more known suspects that even now live undisturbed in many cities, and their number is growing. And as this is being allowed to develop, it must inevitably reach a point where no police force in the world will have the resources to monitor all the dangerous individuals. And at some point, they will strike and they will kill. This is partially about Islam and is totally about a policy of appeasement, which is another way, I think, of spelling suicide. It must be based on the premise that there are sheep and there are wolves. Wolves can always be counted on to act just like a wolf if given the opportunity to strike. These guys in government are being totally remiss in their duty. Because their duty should be to eradicate the wolves. And instead of that, they content themselves with just monitoring them, and they become partially responsible for their crimes. Their complicit hands become stained with the blood of the sheep. At the very least they could do would be, to be honest, admit that they have now become shepherdesses of wolves and not sheep. Getting out there, there is no appeasement of Islam. There is only submission or conquering, defeating. There is no middle ground. Getting out there and saying that there should be a middle ground, well, okay, that's the way life should be, but it isn't the way life is. In England, where I have relatives, in Europe, where I have lived, sometime in my lifetime, they will be bowed to Sharia. There will be a lot of innocent people that just exist, just like you and me. They're just existing in a space and a time in the country where they were born. And they will be, in a lot of cases, murdered, slaughtered, beheaded. Some of them may fight. A lot of them are going to be forced to submit. The government, the police, anything short of a military action against these guys at a certain point in these cities gets nowhere. There's not enough cops out there to do it, no matter where they are, whether they're armed, disarmed, three-armed, four-armed, I don't know. It doesn't matter. At some point, critical mass, we reach that, and then it becomes, now are we going to have to start fighting here in these streets? That's what we don't want here. That's why you need to be buying a rifle if you don't already own a rifle. That's this week's, or today's, this is my reason to buy a rifle. If you don't have one, you need to get one, because they're trying to do, well, before Trump, they were trying to do this here. Yes, they were. Some people know that they, or think they know, why Mr. Hodgkinson decided he wanted to shoot up that morning practice of baseball in Alexandria. They're saying he wanted to make Pelosi the speaker again. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Like I said, I still have it. I'm still having audio issues. So, let me just say this. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet. It is full to its seams with 50 million rounds of ammunition. One of the most deep selections of gun accessories you've ever seen in your life. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. James T. Hodgkinson, despite the random nature of the attack, according to the FBI, he actually had a plan. He wanted to kill enough Republicans to wrest control of the House from the GOP and make Nancy Pelosi Speaker again. Now, when he opened fire, there were 20-odd GOP House members on the diamond. 20 other GOP representatives were not there or had left. And with a 24-seat gap dividing the Democrat and Republican parties for control, the loss of 40 GOP House members would have given control to the Democrats. I don't know exactly how that works. I don't know if they even have anything built in to that, because that's not decided by an election. That's decided by attrition. But this wasn't about hate, and it wasn't about a guy losing it. It was a clear, calculated political move to shift control of the House of Representatives from one party to the other. And the part that concerns me is his meeting with ranking members of the Democrat Party and the supporters of Bernie Sanders. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, Bill, now you're beginning to sound like you have a conspiracy theory. I don't know. The day or so before the shooting, he was having his van checked to head home. He met with Bernie Sanders people and changed his life's purpose. All I'm saying is that someone seems to have helped him change his mind about going home. In April, he photographed the site where the GOP practiced for the baseball game on a cell phone. Then he met with the offices of senior Democratic senators, including Bernie Sanders' shop. So how far do I have to reach? So let's be frank. Had a ranking member of the House not been there that day, or Representative Steve Scalise left early, taking his security with him, we would possibly be talking about Speaker Pelosi right now. Now, consider the possibility. Say a big case in the U.S. Supreme Court is about to reverse gay marriage or Roe versus Wade. Who would they choose to shoot next? Maybe Neil Gorsuch? Hodgkinson may have opened Pandora's box with this. He may go down as the man who murdered the Republic. Although the one thing that I don't think a lot of journalists take into consideration is a lot of people that are gun people are not going to sit back and just watch that happen. We're not going to let that happen. I mean, it'll be Ferguson all over again on a nationwide scale, or maybe it'll just be circling the Capitol. We don't even have to go into D.C. to do that, to protect the Capitol. But are we going to sit back and watch, I know Trump isn't. He's not sophisticated. He's not cool. He's got hair. I get it. I understand. He got elected. He got my vote. I'm not going to sit back and just watch this occur. I'm not going to, and I need to, one of the things I need to find out, though, is how would that work in a system where, in an election where the Republicans have won fair and square and they have control of one of the houses. If somebody comes in and kills one party, does the other party get to say, well, I guess that just leaves us. I guess we'll just get on with the people's business. Would you sit back and watch that happen? Would you sit back and watch that unfold in front of you? Let's play devil's advocate. Let's say that I think Trump is inappropriate. I'm one of the never Trumpers. Let's really go way out there on the plank, shall we? I'm one of the never Trumpers now, but I'm going to watch. My problem with Trump is that the civil discourse has gone. It's not nearly as civil. He's on Twitter way too much. He doesn't invite me to the White House. He doesn't understand how conservatism works. He doesn't understand that we reach across the aisle to our friends. We are the more civilized of the two parties. So what if the Democrats are more effective than we are? So what if, the left seems to never give up on their long-term game? We are the civilized ones. So if we watch the Democrats, or if Democrat, substitutes walk up on them, are we just going to let them wholesale kill Republican leaders in politics and then sit back and say, well, I guess I sort of understand, because I got to tell you something, Bill Kristol. I got to tell you something, Lindsey Graham. If it can happen to them, it can very easily happen to you, because nobody likes you guys either. The only difference between these guys that would, Scalise, Jeff Duncan, and these guys that were getting targeted, is that some people like them. Nobody likes you. The left doesn't like you because there's no appeasing the left. We don't like you because you want to appease them. And you guys just don't get it. I mean, that's just craziness. It's craziness to get out there and to try to appease this foe. You have been called for years the party of this, the party of that, and all these other things. And now it's built up to critical mass, and now some guy's shown up at a baseball game after he's cased a joint, and, the FBI's out saying, random act. It's like Nidal Hassan's workplace violence at Fort Hood. He's gone out and cased it and shot it up. Okay. If you still are going to follow that line, if you're still going to get out there and say, this is the time to come together, you better come together with your caucus first, and you better decide to go ahead and do some effective legislating, go ahead and do everything you said that you were going to do. It's a performance-driven profession, guys and gals. If you want to stay in office, you got to perform, you got to produce. This is something that regular people do every day. If you work at a tire plant, you don't get paid on day in, day out, just to not make any tires. You better be doing something and producing something with some tread. And that's what you had better be doing. You better be doing something that takes us somewhere in a positive manner. I mean quick, and I mean soon. When we get back, the one thing I hate more than anything in 21st century America is political correctness. And now, it looks like it's killing our kids. We're going to try to do it for the children. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry, copying no one and with value exceeding everyone. Their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Saddle, coming back at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is a facility 27,000 square feet in size, bursting with 50 million rounds of ammunition, which they keep on hand all the time. Comes in, it goes out. Comes in, it goes out. So it's a never-ending cycle. It's on the website. It's in stock. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Right now in Europe, there's some type of Islamic extremist attack just about every week. As a matter of fact, it seems like it is so constant that now between the U.S., Europe, or Asia, there's just something happening nearly every day. These despicable attacks kill multiple people every time they happen. At the attack in Manchester, England, a sick and twisted monster set up a nail bomb at an Ariana Grande concert. Over 22 people died in the attack, including children as young as 8 years old. The suicide bomber, who was a son of refugees, did it in the name of Islam. The attack brought out an outpouring of sympathy across the globe, but it also brought out the social justice warriors who were more worried about people trying to place the blame of this evil attack on Islam than the kids who were killed in the attack. Katy Perry, who can sing and dance, she took the opportunity to give her naive solution to the problem by insisting that we need to coexist with these monsters. Not only was her solution to the greatest threat of our time coexisting, but she also proposed that we can stop sons of refugees from blowing up kids by getting rid of borders and to love one another. What she doesn't understand is that the people wanting to do us harm do not care about her love. They also don't care about borders, and they sure as hell don't care about coexisting. All they care about is killing innocent people in their sick and twisted quest to get their 72 virgins and ascend to paradise as a martyr. Ms. Perry and those like her, they have all been indoctrinated by the PC culture that has spread like a plague throughout the Western world. This culture pushes the narrative that it's better to be politically correct than to be safe. And what the warriors don't understand is that we will never be safe until we call out those that will do us harm. The biggest threat, well, there's actually quite a few that we face as, well, there's two competing threats, I would say, that are facing us right now today. North Korea and radical Islam. If you point out that fact to the social justice warriors, that makes you an Islamophobe. They argue that the terrorists are not really Muslims at all, and their cowardly attacks have nothing to do with Islam. And they bring up events like the Spanish, Inquisition that happened hundreds of years ago. The difference between them and us is that we realized when we got iPads that we were evolving. But when you live by a 7th century ideology, iPads don't mean nothing to you. The fact is that these are real Muslims, and they are killing in the name of Islam. Islam has a pair of cancers named Wahhabism and Salafism. These two extreme forms of Islam are being exported all over the world by our so-called allies, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, through the funding of extremist mosques and madrasas. Trump is trying to make headway to change that. These forms of Islam are turning the calendar back to the dark ages in the Middle East, and that's what they want for the rest of the world. Islam in, and yes, talking about Katy Perry, yes sir. Islam in and of itself isn't bad, but those two forms of Islam are death cults. Beirut used to be known as the Paris of the Middle East. Now it's a war-torn city due to the rise of these extremist factions of Islam. And Paris is now becoming the Beirut of Europe due to the same factors, whether it's a car attack or gunmen or knife attacks on trains. Europe is in dire peril. It seems like every week there's another attack there somewhere. And this is what the future of the U.S. looks like if we let the social justice warriors run the show. The PC culture will say if we only gave them education and jobs, we could stop terrorism. See, the lack of education and jobs is what they blame terrorism on, and they believe we can defeat terrorism by providing education and jobs. They believe that these terrorists are not members of a death cult due to a twisted version of Islam, but that isn't what the facts show. In fact, the facts do not support this at all and show the opposite. A study published at Cambridge University by Alexander Lee not only disputed this idea, but it showed that terrorists are half as likely to not be in poverty than the general population they stem from. Being a terrorist pays well until you die. An abnormally high number of terrorists have engineering degrees. Even the left-wing New York Times ran an article called The Madrasa Myth, which looked at the education of a terrorist. They determined that not only do most of them have advanced degrees, but most terrorists are from middle class to upper middle class families. And admitting this would put the blame of terrorism on radical Islam, so the PC crowd ignores that part. And if you happen to bring it up, well, you're an Islamophobe. And the label of this is the left's way of shutting down opposing ideas. We've seen this with campaigns against conservative hosts like Hannity on Fox. This has also been seen on college campuses with groups like Antifa trying to prevent people like Milo Yiannopoulos and Gavin McInnes from speaking on campus. How can you expect the people who are against liberty and freedom to accept reality? And here's the reality. Reality is that sometimes violence is the answer. The PC people don't want to accept the fact that these evil monsters do not want to coexist. No amount of education is going to solve Islamic extremism. No amount of money is going to solve Islamic extremism. These guys don't care about this. They don't care about life. The only thing they care about is killing as many innocent people as possible. And the only way to defeat them is to stop worrying about being PC and let's just kill them. Now, if you're out there and you consider yourself, well, I'm a conservative or I'm a libertarian, or even if you're on the left, leftist, do you like living? I mean, if you're alive today, do you want to be alive tomorrow? Do you want to live until your ripe old age and your grandchildren have had babies? I mean, is that a fair question to ask you? I'm not worried about being labeled by you anymore, SJWs. I'm not worried about it. We can win this by being real. We can win this by being honest with ourselves. Here's the honesty. America suffered from some form of guilt, and we elected somebody named Barack Obama. And he has emboldened, his 8 years there have emboldened these guys. And he did everything he could to keep that from going anywhere. The only problem with that is that now, you know, his time has passed. And we're going to be forced to go back to places we didn't want to be. Or we can just let them fight it out till they're all dead. But we need to make a decision. Part of that decision is going to be, there's going to be somewhere in that decision some violence. And you have to ask yourself, where do you want this violence to be? Do you want it to be right outside? Wherever you're sitting right now, do you want it to be right outside? Because that's where it happens in other places. Right outside. Is that what you want? Or do you want it? Do we want to contain this? Time is running out. We're going to be forced to make a decision soon. When we get back, I'm going to talk about the stupidity of the National Firearms Act. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Like Yoda, doesn't it? Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Such a depth of selection. I mean, most of the time in each caliber, they have two or three different specials going on. That's what makes them good. And if it's on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Let me tell you something. You know, the National Firearms Act, as far as we know, stopped nothing. It never stopped anything. It's unconstitutional. And it is not doing anything to enhance public safety at all. If those restrictions were applied to any other amendment, the public would be justifiably outraged. And we would have a litany of court cases that can be applied, or we have them, right, applied to the NFA and other gun laws that show these draconian measures are not only ineffective, but they're illegal under the U.S. Constitution. So let's start out with one of the most glaring legal problems with the NFA. In order to register a firearm in accordance with their rules, the first thing you have to do is pay a $200 fee for a tax stamp, $500 for any other weapon. Taxes have been applied to our rights in the past. One was when people went to vote. That happened to minorities. They were charged a poll tax in order to exercise that right. Well, those taxes were made to discourage and prevent the right to vote by black Americans that were awarded that right through the 15th Amendment. Poll taxes have been set up to stop white people from voting, too. That's why the NFA was created as well. It was put up in 1934 so that the rich could still get their firearms and everyone else would be stripped of their right by using economic measures. And that worked for many years until Harper versus Virginia State Board of Elections took place in Virginia in 1966. The United States Supreme Court ruled you cannot be charged a fee to exercise your right to vote. In the ruling, they ruled that the poll taxes violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The court stated that a state violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution whenever it makes the affluence of the voter or payment of any fee an electoral standard. Voter qualifications have no relation to wealth. Yet this is what the NFA does in relation to the Second Amendment. By forcing me and you to pay a tax stamp, they're also discouraging people by adding undue economic burden to that person. In 1934, when that tax was levied, I had to hit the sneeze button, I'm sorry. That $200, that was equal to $3,658 in today's money. Because of this tax burden, this violates the Equal Protection Clause as laid out in the Harper versus Virginia State Board of Elections. That's only one. Another issue is that before you can own any of these weapons, you have to get permission from the government. The Constitution does not grant us any rights. It acknowledges rights that we were endowed with by our Creator. That principle was not only what Jefferson thought, but was a common idea shared by all of the Founding Fathers, including James Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights. Sir William Blackstone, and his book Commentaries on the Laws of England, Book 1, The Rights of Persons, was first one of the role models that James Madison took inspiration from when he was writing the Bill of Rights, and Blackstone was a big proponent of God-given rights. So if the people who came up with the amendments had the ideas that the rights that were laid out were endowed to us by the Creator and not granted to us by a government, then why do we have to ask permission to that government to exercise this God-given right? How would you like it if you had to apply for government permission to exercise your right to free speech? Or if you had to pay a tax, get fingerprinted, have a mugshot taken, have a background check before exercising your First Amendment right to be a Muslim? That would cause an uproar. The ACLU and every other liberal group would be coming to the aid of those whose rights are being trampled. But since our rights are not the ones they like, these so-called civil rights groups will not come to any gun owner's aid. Right now, the current wait time for all of the NFA paperwork to get processed and the tax stamp to get issued is about 9 months. Since people consider the ability to get an abortion a right, then why not make an application system and make a 9-month waiting period on that too? Pretty sure that some of these people who don't see an issue with a 9-month wait for someone to exercise a Second Amendment God-given right would not see an issue with a 9-month waiting period for the same dubious right to an abortion. Then there's the 1986 law stopping new machine guns from being added to the NFA registry, which is in fact a de facto ban. Let's go back to the First Amendment. Imagine the outrage if it was announced that even though the press is still free, no new people would be allowed to join the press, and only people who were members of the press before 1986 would still have that freedom. Can you imagine that one? That would be a gross violation of the right, wouldn't it? So how can it not be a gross violation for one right and perfectly okay for another right? The gun grabbers always point to a grave threat to the public if the NFA was to be repealed. They claim that there would be an explosion of violent crime if people would be able to get their hands on NFA items legally. Now, if you press them on if they know that stats on violent crimes committed with legally owned NFA weapons, you're going to get a bunch of blank stares. So let's look at the number of murders that have been committed with legally owned machine guns. There have only been two. Not two since last year, but two since 1934. One was in 1988, the second was in 1991. Both of those murders were in Ohio. The first case of homicide was a dirty cop who killed off a police informant. You have a better chance of getting trampled to death by a crowd on Black Friday than getting murdered by a legally owned machine gun. Another big bogeyman of the NSA is suppressors. And thanks to movies, people think suppressors make a gun totally silent and that criminals use them everywhere. If you're going to get knocked over for your purse, that guy's going to have a suppressor. I'm sorry, silencer. Sorry. Supporters of the NFA latch onto that misconception to scare the general public since there's no logical reason for suppressors to be on that list. In fact, in England, it is not only easier to get the suppressor, it is almost demanded that if you're going to shoot a gun in England, you better keep it quiet. Then, one thing, another thing they don't tell you is there are 1.3 million suppressors in the United States and only 0.003% were ever used in a crime of any type. Suppressors are more likely to prevent injuries to people firing guns by decreasing the decibel levels of the guns than used to commit crimes, although you can burn yourself if you grab it too soon after you pull the trigger. Being told in the chat room, don't use common sense. How dare you use common sense to dilute or refute idiocy? Sorry, man, I'm sorry. Then there's short-barreled rifles and shotguns. They're on the NFA because they're too easy to conceal. You know what else is easy to conceal? Pistols! And those are not on some draconian list. They would like for them to be, but the Supreme Court has already confirmed your right to own handguns. But this is all just smoke and mirrors that the supporters of the NFA like to roll out. The NFA should be repealed. And other oppressive laws like it should be repealed. We know the NFA is stupid and actually makes us less safe. The general public, on the other hand, the low-info public, why are you guys so dumb? Why don't you guys look beyond, hey, look, it doesn't matter. You know, what was the movie where I saw, oh, yeah, Clear and Present Danger, Willem Dafoe, he puts a suppressor on his 45 ACP. It just goes when he pulls the trigger. That would be so great just for that to happen. Instead, when you pull the trigger on a suppressor, you're going to dilute the sound from the sound of a gun going off to the sound of a jackhammer. And listen, I don't know how much of a difference when you're being deafened it makes to have 30 decibels taken away. It does some other things. I mean, I don't own a suppressor, I don't own an SBR, and I don't own a fully automatic weapon. I don't own the fully automatic weapon primarily because I can't afford to feed that any ammunition. You know how much that costs? I used to shoot them all the time. But, you know, no more. We're about to roll into hour number two. When we get back, we're going to be joined by Daniel Shaw of the Gunfighter Cast. We're going to talk about concealed carry. We're going to talk about real concealed carry, daily concealed carry. And no myths, no prejudices. Just talking about it. Hour number two is coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish you would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to trust and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.